Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
So in Philadelphia, we'll talk about Philadelphia as we're at 65 degrees, heating up to a steamy, muggy 83 degrees. Philadelphia police searching for three gunmen this morning, accused of shooting and killing a man as he walked outside with his pregnant girlfriend. This happened yesterday, broad daylight, 3:30-ish in the afternoon, 7500 block of Jericho Road. And witnesses say that the victim and his girlfriend, they were approached by three guys who were fully masked moments before this ambush shooting. So as they were walking, apparently they were walking out for an Uber, and all of a sudden, these three open fire, the girlfriend crying next to the victim on the ground. Clearly, this was a targeted shooting, targeted attack. The man was rushed to Temple University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. They could not save his life. Nobody else was injured. So again, very targeted. Ring video, they say, or doorbell video captured the group rushing, a group of neighbors rushing in to help after the shooting. Did they actually also capture maybe some of the shooters or their descriptions, which Greg Stocker is always worried about, the descriptions, which oftentimes don't get released.
Thank you.
So we will watch for all of that going on.
Tony, do you ever notice that in a lot of these stories that Dawn Stenland does in the 6 a.m. news, the descriptions, and it's not her fault because she's just reading from the news sources. There's never a description. There's never a description. No. If it was a white dude in a MAGA hat, you could feel like we would get the description right away.
Well, right? You know, the good thing is at least there's no rioting in Philadelphia. I mean, there's just a normal everyday, you know, shooting of a bunch of people in the middle of the night in some neighborhood, and it just goes, you know, barely a blip in Philadelphia compared to what's going on around the rest of the country.
Yep.
Yeah, this is true. So we do have, to me, this is a more fascinating story.
Uh-oh.
And that is what went down in Morristown, New Jersey. We've been talking about this, watching this. Mm-hmm. Started over the weekend. We know that police were called in to, as we've established, Morristown neighborhood, affluent, minimum home, $1.3 million. What's going on here? I don't think they've ever had this kind of police activity in this particular Morristown neighborhood. Well, now police are, there was a news conference yesterday. They're giving us some more information. As they say, it appears to all have started as a science project amongst some high school seniors. Okay.
What?
This resulted in the FBI Terrorism Task Force, among other things, New Jersey State Police discovering a bomb lab in the basement of one teenager's Morristown home.
Wow.
They're not identifying this high school senior, nor could they say if he's in custody. And they did say his parents are fully cooperating. They say it does not appear the teen had necessarily any particular targets or made any threats.
So it's just a bunch of kids in a basement making bombs.
No.
Science. Maybe. They're doing science. At least these kids are studying science.
No, that's...
And maybe we'll soon become nuclear physicists. I heard the saying, you get more in Morristown.
Yeah.
But that used to be the Morristown Mall. Now you're getting more in basements in Morristown with college kids. Maybe they watched Weird Science. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Science.
1985. Yep.
So in this one, though, here's the weird part of this. Is that a group of teens are doing a project. They include another kid who maybe is not the popular kid or the kid who's in the regular group for the group project. So he decides, hey, you guys are doing the science project. I've got some good stuff for you.
Wow.
runs over there to this kid's house. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And says, hey, I got the real S.
Wow.
You guys
got good
are
stuff down here.
Doing
now, why don't
your...
you come on down to the basement?
So
come
almost...
down to the cellar with me. Hang
so
out.
It almost sounds, if I infer correctly from all of the different information, and there's a lot going on here, that you have one group and they have sort of a low energy, you know, lab project. This kid has the real deal. He's the real scientist, has the real IED bomb-making lab, and decides to sort of show off his stuff. And then somebody at some point realizes, oh, dear. You know what I mean? Like, You expected like maybe some poster board, some kind of low energy situation. So reportedly, this kid. Now, here's the thing. Initially, they said he was in custody. Remember that? I said that yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's not in custody. And I started getting messages early yesterday morning and throughout the day. My sources are saying this kid took off and may have gone back to Russia.
The plot thickens.
So that's alleged and that's reportedly. But there are too many sources telling me this. That's Russians. What I'm getting.
So this is a Russian kid in Moorestown? Now,
allegedly.
I also read about all the Russians up in the great Northeast, up there in the Busselton area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, right? That's not fake news, is it?
No, that is true. And they're way smarter than us. They come and they can fix anything. They can take apart your Sub-Zero, put it back together, washer dryer. They're like amazing.
So
their schools... are not like our schools where you're doing pronouns.
Yes.
They're brilliant individuals. I can vouch for this.
Road Warrior has the $1 million question. So this story is all BS. Kids being kids with no nefarious intent.
Yeah, kids just, you know, I mean, who doesn't get there? I remember being in high school and going down. I was pretending I was on the radio in my basement.
Me too.
I wasn't making bombs.
Me too.
Or, you know, trying to figure out how I'm going to blow up the country or get ready for No King's Day. You know, I wasn't doing that kind of stuff growing up South Philly.
So, unlike Tony Bruno and his non-bomb-making days, you know, bada-bing, I don't know, there are all kinds of... So, in Moorestown High School, William Allen Middle School, and the Upper Elementary School in the Moorestown School District, as a precaution, they were shut down. They had bomb squad, you know, sweeps, the canines, the whole situation, just to make sure... that there was nothing else going on here, searched the various homes. But in this one, like I say, there are still some news outlets saying, well, they have a teen in custody. I don't believe they have this teen in custody.
Mm.
My sources are, but they're not calling the teen a quote unquote fugitive. But you do, what raised the flag for us here yesterday morning and for me was that they have the Federal Terrorism Task Force that came in with this. The bomb squad, we told you yesterday, was detonating these IEDs and these bombs. So they were not phony bombs. This was the real deal.
Wow.
You know, the last time we had this kind of action in Moorestown was when Terrell Owens was doing
sit-ups.
He was doing sit-ups in his driveway in Moorestown. Remember
that's
that?
That's true. Oh, that's a good point.
I may have attended.
That's the last time the media descended upon Moorestown, New Jersey.
What were you going to say?
I may have attended one of his. Remember, he had to bring a teddy bear and you go to one of his parties.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd like to invite all the anchor chicks and whatever.
You went to a Terrell Owens party?
Sure.
Wow.
Back in the day.
I mean.
But you had to bring a teddy bear to donate. It was for a charity. Remember this?
Did you also have to put your keys in a jar?
I kept my keys, baby. But we'll continue to follow this bizarre story. Burlington County Prosecutor's Office, FBI, they're just very tight-lipped. They say but don't worry, folks. There's no danger to the public at this time in connection with this incident.
Well, that's good. Thank
you. They got all the bombs.
Thank
that's
God.
What they say.
Yeah.
So what was the intent? Maybe he's just a really smart kid doing lab work. I have no idea. It's the most bizarre thing I've reported on. Yeah.
Science.
Hey, at least one high school senior was actually doing the science.
It's true.
I'm just saying. Can you imagine me as the enabler? He's brilliant. Look at him. He figured that out.
Yeah.
While you other kids were smoking the pot, you know, Dimitri over there, he actually could do it.
It's always the Russians.
So I know we'll get to the LA raids, but we do have on Independence Mall, for example, we had these protesters rallying in solidarity with those out in California. By the way, remember that the anti-ICE raids happened not just in Los Angeles, but also in San Francisco.
Yes.
A ton of arrests. So they were in multiple spots around the country. You saw them in New York City as well. And so I know we'll talk about this. In this one, it's fascinating to me that they are local labor groups, SEIU Local 32 BJ. It's the BJ union.
Yep.
And by the way, the teachers union bosses are out there screaming and yelling, too.
I heard, yeah.
I mean, you got Randy Weingarten and the other chick from the other union
Pringle.
Out there screaming in solidarity.
Pringle.
Talk about the perfect... They are helping to make homeschooling even bigger than ever. These nitwits are out there getting millions of dollars to go out there and organize. And it's not the rank and file teachers. It's these thugs running these teachers unions who are the ones that are destroying our education system. Instead of worrying about, you know, the kids graduating and kids getting grades, they're out there screaming like banshees.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, that was Rebecca Pringle.
And they were both at the same rally. Rebecca Pringle and, of course, that dude, what's his name? What's her name? I think she's a guy, though. Do we know if she's a man or a woman?
Not Kathy Griffin.
No, no. What's her face? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So, I'm sorry.
The other teacher union chick that screams all the time.
Randy?
Randy
Weingart. Yeah, Randy Weingart. Yeah, her.
Yeah.
Or it, whatever it is.
So we have an important story in Philadelphia. Philadelphia police are searching for some guy impersonating a law enforcement officer. They've released some video of the man of the van, and it's always a white van.
Yeah. Watch out for those white vans.
God, this guy tied up a woman, robbed her at a business in Mayfair, reportedly, I don't believe that he molested her in any way, but they're investigating. Investigators now releasing the images of this guy. All you can
was this guy pretending to be an ICE agent.
That's a good.
Phil has the security video up there on the YouTube chat. It looks like he's a security force enforcement agent.
The black hat, the look of a white dude, yep. Shaved head, sunglasses, yep. Black hat, black T-shirt that says security. You know, so to Tony's point, though, it looks like the guy, he's not trying to look like a police officer.
Hmm.
Yeah, I read one account.
Tony makes.
I read one account on the internet that the guy was pretending to be an ICE agent. But I don't know. I can't confirm that. But that's one of the reports that this guy, that's how he made his way in, pretending to be an ICE agent to arrest somebody. And then he did whatever they're accusing him of doing now.
Yeah.
So he got off with $1,000 in cash. And they have a picture of his van, which, you know, it's a Ford E250 van. It's your basic white van with kind of red, I don't know, dashes across the side of it. They're just asking anybody. It says security enforcement agent, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
So was he trying to look like ICE? I don't know, but that's a great point.
ICE doesn't walk like ICE walks around with things on that says ICE. This just says security. With right. like a bulletproof vest type thing on. Phil, throw up the video one more time if you have it. There you go. Yeah.
So looks like a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
It's got the whole look going on. Those blue gloves like we have in our hallways.
Mm-hmm.
Which I hope we always give out because they're great for lawn work. You wear them under your other gloves, so they're very. I really appreciate. You know, they're not easy to find. So we have that going on.
That happened in Mayfair, right, Don?
Yeah. In the Northeast.
Yep.
So we have that story going on. It is primary day today. Polls are open, as we say. We'll talk about it moving forward. I'll get moving here.
Is this new, Dawn? I don't remember the polls ever opening up at 6 o'clock in any election, state, local, or national in a state.
Tone, it's New Jersey, and so they started voting. They started early voting. It was a week ago.
Yeah, like 430,000 people have already voted.
In this primary day election.
Yeah, I mean, the primaries are over, and it's 6:16. You know what I mean? Let's just call
it. I mean, if there's early voting and people have been voting already for days and weeks, mm-hmm. why do you need to open the polls at 6 a.m. on election day?
New Jersey.
Yeah. I mean, Pennsylvania does, what, 7? But, 6 a.m. is an odd one.
Well, we start at 6 a.m.
We do.
Yeah, maybe they want to be like Greg Stocker started the tradition.
Thank
and they heard, you know,
we started
at 6
a.m.
And they thought, oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Yep.
One thing that New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy may have stolen from Greg Stocker, we don't know. I know we'll talk about this moving forward. And Philadelphia, what did RFK Jr. do now? They're losing their minds over it. And a kindergarten graduation that went went dark. Hopefully, Nick Cale.
What is happening?
Wife,
yeah.
I know Nick is at a fifth grade.
I know.
Hopefully, they don't encounter what this kindergarten did locally. We'll talk about these crazy grade school graduations.
Why are there all these fights at kindergarten graduations?
I don't know.
Philadelphia was like, hey, Arkansas, hold my beer. And it was like a pregnant woman, too.
Pregnant woman? She was injured? It's nuts. what's going on? People getting emotional at these graduations.
Yeah.
But we got to talk
By the way, I'm keeping an eye on Gavin Newsom as he basically just goes crazy more and more as each hour passes. This guy is criminally insane, and something's going to happen very, very soon. I mean, he and Karen Bass, the mayor, should be in jail.
Yeah, there's a lot happening. There's a fierce standoff. Marines have been deployed. I mean,
700 plus Marines.
Yeah,
National Guard is out there. We'll talk about all of it and why California, though, I will say, is different than the rest of the country, because remember, these rallies are going on across the country. So we'll talk about all of this and our fills. Thank God, or I shouldn't say our fills. I'm not supposed to. Oh, Tony's going to put me through the spanking machine. We did win, Tone. I don't want to.
Yes, the Phillies won it in the 11th inning after people were going crazy. They want Alec Boehm. Everybody wants everybody gone now. The Phillies, remember, just about a week ago, they were the hottest team in baseball.
Yep.
Then they just lost five in a row, and they pulled one out last night in the 11th inning on a base hit. So the fans are still angry. Everybody's angry in Philly. And it's not even about the ice raids or anything else.
No, yeah.
There are crazy people out there building bombs in their basements in Morristown. It's about the Phillies. We are in panic mode now.
Waiting
for the Eagles. I mean, we still have another 2 months before the Eagles go to training camp. So we got to have something going on.
By the way, Tony Liu on the YouTube chat says the polls have always opened at 6 a.m. in New Jersey. So there you go.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Because you weren't broadcasting at 6 a.m. I think that's the difference, perhaps.
Yeah.
Phils, though, beat the Cubs 4-3, and we will look to Kitchen Magic. Kitchens are proudly American-made, family-owned, tariff-proof. Why? Because they're made right here in the USA. In fact, made right here in PA. So your dream kitchen will not get hit with any hidden costs. 24 months, same as cash financing, ends this June. You've got this month. It's Tony Bruno birthday month, by the way. KitchenMagic.com.
It's also, wait a minute, hang on. It's also Dawn Stensland birthday month. How dare you?
No, I don't even talk about birthday.
Wait a minute. So, Dawn, my birthday's coming up on Friday the 13th. I was born on a Friday the 13th.
Ooh. And President Trump.
Oh, for God's sake.
Is Friday the 14th, which is also.
And when is Dawn
Saturday? No, Trump's is Saturday, which is Flag Day. So my birthday is Friday the 13th. Then we have Flag Day on Sunday. We have Father's Day. I mean, Saturday is Flag Day. Mm-hmm. And that's when the insurrectionists will be out there again, handing out masks. And then Sunday is Father's Day.
Yeah, that's
so
all.
I get shafted. My birthday and Father's Day are always a couple of days apart, and I want two gifts. I don't want some one gift just for my birthday. I want a combo mambo birthday and Father's Day, two separate gifts.
Absolutely.
Two separate additions. Nice. It's like the baseball doubleheaders. You know, they have people come in and then they chase them out and then they bring in another crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I want two different gifts or I'm going to stage an insurrection down here in Southwest Florida.
Dawn will be celebrating her 30th birthday on Sunday.
39 and holding on Sunday. That's right. But we're Geminis. That's why we all get along.
Now, Father's Day. Now, does Larry, how does that go? It's your birthday and it's Father's
question.
Day. And Larry's a father and it's your birthday.
Question,
so how do you celebrate?
Oh, no, believe me. Greg knows. I never talk. I want to be ageless.
I know.
They don't even, some of the kids don't even know. You know what I mean?
Kids don't know it's your birthday.
Well, my stepdaughter, Stacia, when she turned 39, then they were like, wait a minute, mom's 39. See your ID, woman. But I've, lied about my age forever.
Yeah.
So ageless.
Yeah, I don't really celebrate. I mean, it's just another day. Everybody has a birthday, I think.
Yeah.
Until you die, then you don't have any more.
Well said.
You can quote me.
So, will the Phils, I know we have some rain coming in.
Yes.
Will they still, what will it be like for game two with the Cubs?
Well, weather sponsored, Dawn, by mtrule.com. It looks like the pop-up thunderstorms are going to happen around 7 a.m. So in about 40 minutes or so, there's some pop-up thunderstorms that are going to happen 7, 8, and 9 a.m. And then it clears out, and we're mostly cloudy for the rest of the day with a high of 81. Tomorrow it's going to be beautiful, sunny with a high of 84. Thursday, humid with a high of 90. Friday, a high of 88 with some pop-up storms. And then we get into this weird pattern we've had over the last couple of weeks where it's just Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday rain.
Yes.
So
you guys are having Florida weather. Yeah. We have humid and rain every day now. Yep. It's June. That's what happens down there.
I know. So with all this rain and with all this wet weather, make sure you go to mtrule.com, your Generac generator experts. That's mtrule.com, mtruhl.com for your Generac generators. Get them now. All right, it is 6:23. We will come back and talk about all of the happenings in Los Angeles. Marines are heading, the Marines, 700 Marines heading to Los Angeles. Gavin Newsom says, come arrest me, is basically what he's saying. We have all the sound. We have the looting and Fight Club coming up at 9:10. Kutchy coming up at 7:45. More Dawn News at 7. Tony Bruno in for Nick Kale. It's Kale and Company.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Good morning.
Beautiful.
U.S. Senator John Fetterman tweeting last night, I unapologetically stand for free speech, peaceful demonstrations, and immigration, but this is not that. This is anarchy and true chaos. My party loses the moral high ground when we refuse to condemn setting cars on fire, destroying buildings, and assaulting law enforcement. John Fetterman, Senator John Fetterman tweeting last night.
But they're mostly peaceful, and they're just people out there, you know, peaceful. Watching a car on fire. Now, the worst, you know, I'm trying to figure out who are the worst bad guys in this whole thing. The media? L.A. media is an absolute joke.
Yeah.
The fact that they're standing out there saying, oh, it's just people out there, you know, they're watching a car burn. What's the big deal? You got the media, you got the politicians, you got the teachers' unions, you got Gavin Newsom, Karen Bass, Ilhan Omar's daughter, calling for more people to get messed up, a person who shouldn't even be in the country. I mean, it's just insane how many. And Greta Thunberg, we forget about poor Greta. Did you see her sitting in the last seat on the plane as they deported her from Israel after they declared that whole ridiculous boat thing a success? She's sitting in the last seat. That's the seat which doesn't recline, right? Where the back bathrooms are on the planes, you know, have you ever sat in that seat?
Yeah,
it's loud.
The very last row.
It's terrible.
And you can't lean back. And there's poor Greta after getting a sandwich and a bottle of water after that whole facade. And the people are saying that they were heroes and they were successful in that. So we got a lot of losers of the week. And it's only Tuesday.
I know, you know, normally we call her like, I don't know, make fun of her, and people are calling it the selfie yacht. But I interviewed this former FBI agent who was over there in Israel and negotiated the release, this was yesterday, of some of those Hamas hostages, the Jews. And he said, you know, here's Greta Thunberg getting a sandwich and claiming she has been kidnapped.
Yep.
When you still, yesterday was day 612, you still have, hopefully there are maybe 23 people still alive down there that have been held for all these days, you know, 612 days. Today is 613, down in a cave somewhere, haven't eaten properly. And so it was pretty obnoxious.
Yeah.
Did you see the look on her face when they were handing her the sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like she hadn't eaten in days. And then Leon Cunningham, this great actor, and all these other frauds on that boat, acting like they were doing something heroic. They're lucky they weren't scuttled.
Yeah.
The Israeli, the Israelis were kind to them.
Yeah.
They brought them food. And they were supposedly bringing enough food to feed, what, three people? It was a joke. The whole thing was a joke.
Oh, it was a PR
stunt. The fact that anybody... It was an absolute...
Yep.
It was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Everybody involved in that. And if anybody gives Greta Thunberg another second of airtime, whatever her next scam is, they should be sent to an insane asylum along with Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Just real quick, what the Israelis were saying and what all of the FBI and the law enforcement community were saying, Greta Thunberg and her buddies were lucky that the Israelis got to them first and saved them.
Agreed.
God knows what Hamas would have done, especially
exactly.
To her.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Gavin Newsom, there's a tense standoff between him and the Trump administration. So is this Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass? They're suing the Trump administration, right?
Yeah.
Did I hear that right? Okay. 700 Marines are going to be deployed to Los Angeles. Trump was asked about Gavin Newsom yesterday. He said that Tom Homan should arrest him. This is cut one. Roll it.
Gavin Newsom is He's daring Tom Holman to come and arrest him. Should he do it?
I would do it if I were Tom. I think it's great. Gavin likes the publicity, but I think it would be a great thing. He's done a terrible job. Look, I like Gavin Newsom. He's a nice guy, but he's grossly incompetent. Everybody knows. All you have to do is look at the little railroad he's building. It's about 100 times over budget. We're putting a flagpole over there. Under budget. I always do under budget.
He should arrest him, but he's a nice guy. We like him.
I wish you get along with him.
Well, that's, you know,
excuse
that would
me.
Be that's what Gavin Newsom wants. He's suing Trump for saving his city. And by the way, the president does have the authority to send in the national. Remember, Gavin Newsom sent in the National Guard to get people off the beach during COVID. He was arresting people for surfing. He was arresting people for trying to go on the beaches in Venice, and he put sand inside of all of those skate park things. This guy's insane. Yeah. The fact that people in California vote for people like Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom shows you just how totally out of touch with reality they are. Gavin Newsom hasn't done – and I lived in L.A. for 11 years, so I know just – I mean, it was great when I was there. It has gone to hell now because everything bad is happening in California right now. And it's sad. It used to be the leader in everything. Good things happened there first. Now bad things start in California and spread throughout the rest of the country.
Philly could look like L.A. in 2 weeks, according to a Philadelphia activist, a socialist who does not want to be named, speaking with Victor Fiorillo for Philly Mag. So we have that to look forward to.
Saturday. That's going to happen Saturday. Mark it down. Forget about Flag Day. Saturday's going to be a real ugly day in this country. And I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
But you can see it. There's plans already. There's an organization called, NoKings.org, telling people where to go. There's a map of all the cities where everybody's supposed to go out there because they're basically claiming that Trump is putting on a parade for himself when it's actually to celebrate the 250th birthday of the army. But to them, it's like Trump is now a dictator, no kings, and all this other stuff. And the morons at Walmart are feeding into this thing. And I hope this is false, but apparently the masks that they're handing out to all these people who are protesting, they're only sold at Walmart.
Oh, really?
These yes. And the Walmart heiress, Christy Walton, they're called Bionic Shields. And Walmart is the only company that sells them, and they're being provided to all of these rioters in Los Angeles right now, and they're going to be giving them out Saturday for this big No Kings Day that they're planning. So
this is Phil, do you have 34? Do you have Cut 34 here? These bionic shields, what you were talking about, one of the L.A.
I bought one of those, but that was a different thing. It was a bionic shield, but I think it was a sex toy, and then, you know, the wrong thing showed up. I ordered it on Temu. And
this is from the Fox affiliate out there in Los Angeles, where they do a close-up on what Tony's talking about, these bionic shields. Roll this.
Describe on a shield. It just feels like something's going to happen, and you're waiting for it to happen.
Let us clarify, because we've been showing a wide shot and from a different angle, a whole lot of officers on the other side of the fence. Almost behind you, and perhaps the visual is obstructed from your point of view, but I can tell you there are many, many, many LAPD cars and officers there that have staged. They are blocking that freeway overpass so protesters can't get on that overpass like they did yesterday and throw bricks or concrete or scooters down on law enforcement that was below that had cleared the 101 freeway. So perhaps they're not where you are, but there's a lot of them already positioned there. They're not getting caught off guard by a crowd gathered here.
So, I mean, that was quite a shot that we have there of this these folks, and your photographer just gave us a great shot of the box that was left behind, which showed the brand of mask. I mean, it's not the kind of thing. Thank you.
There it is.
Bionic Shield. There they are.
That's what that's called.
Order yours today.
It's not the kind of thing that you buy in bulk if you don't plan on doing something with it. And the fact that that's being handed out kind of like candy to everybody gives you an indication that these folks probably plan to be here for a while.
Oh, really, Alex? By the way, that's Alex Michelson on the Fox station in L.A.,
yeah,
who's one of the worst reporters in the entire world. He is basically – the lapdog for Gavin Newsom. And everybody talks about Fox, they're in the tank for Trump and all that. Alex Michelson would marry Gavin Newsom if he had a chance to.
Mm-hmm.
One of the worst lowlifes in media in L.A., and there's a lot of lowlifes in media, but the media in L.A. are basically all, they're all pom-pom cheerers for Gavin Newsom. You won't see, we think the Philadelphia media is awful,
yeah,
where they give a free pass to Larry Krasner and everything else. L.A.'s media is the worst in the country. They are absolute cheerleaders for Gavin Newsom, a guy who's destroyed the entire state, not just San Francisco and L.A., the entire state of California.
So these bionic shields that these black trucks just happen to be driving in the middle of these riots, yeah, and handing them out to people. So they're only sold at Walmart.
That's what I'm reading, yeah, and I'm reading now that one of the people involved in this whole No Kings Day on Saturday is Christy Walton,
yep,
who is the heiress to the Walton fortune. So
interesting.
I don't know why she's involved, but if you go and look at their literature, her name is on it.
See?
The big folder has her name involved and Walmart involved. So do with it what you will. I don't do boycotts. People go to Walmart, you go to Walmart.
I boycott
Walmart.
But if
you realize that the heiress, I don't boycott Walmart, but bottom line is, if I need some bait or something, I go in there and get it. It's close by going to Walmart.
Yeah.
So I'm not I'm going to boycott this place because I don't agree with them. But this is pretty sinister. When you have the heiress of one of the biggest companies on earth getting involved and handing out masks to people who plan to incite violence on Saturday because they hate Trump. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
Specifically, just if you're not watching YouTube, it provides the protection as far as airborne debris, because remember, they're shooting off, various kinds of gases or tear gas or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it would provide from that rubber bullets and has.
I don't know if it stops rubber bullets. We've seen a lot of people getting. I love the reporters out there looking like they're.
Oh, I know.
They're Vietnam veterans.
Amateur
when they get shot with a rubber bullet.
Yep.
Oh, look! You got a nice little mark there. How did that feel?
Amateurs.
How did that feel, journalists?
They're amateurs. Go talk to the.
They are amateurs. Yeah.
Check in with law enforcement. Ask them, hey, I'm going to be standing over here, and they're going to say, look, sweetheart, that's not such a good idea because you're in the middle of the crossfire zone.
Hurricane. Oh, yeah. so this little spat happening between Gavin Newsom and Trump and the Trump administration, we play the audio of Trump saying Tom Homan should arrest him. Now, Gavin Newsom shot back last night on the Midas Touch podcast and says that that he told President Trump, get over it and arrest me. Roll this.
Mitch, again, sober and serious moment. Meanwhile, can I just add, and this is why I told the president, just get it over with. Arrest me. Move on. If you need some head to scalp, do it with me. But stop messing with these kids. Stop messing with four-year-olds, kids in elementary school. We've got kids. Yeah. We have hundreds of graduations down here. Kids are not going in their own graduations. Families, grandparents here legally. Yeah. Mixed status families in some cases, scared to death to go to a graduation. People are scared to walk down the streets. It's not just Home Depot's getting their car washed. We have incidences. I didn't believe it because what was I thinking? I actually believe when they said this is not true. But then I saw videos. They're doing checkpoints, checking people's IDs. We've never seen this kind of deployment in so many accidents.
Oh, no.
It's mass panic out here in the nation's largest county, in the nation's largest state. Good, hardworking people, decent people. These are not the criminals. These are not the
thugs.
You want me to read the rap sheet?
And you notice,
remember
when Gavin Newsom was doing his podcast and he started talking to like right-wing guys like Charlie Kirk and he started bringing them on? Now he's only going on far-left media to rip Trump. He's going on this No Lies with Brian Taylor Cohen, who's a liar. He's going on with Alex Michelson. He's going on with Midas Touch, which is a far left. So he's back to now just focusing his attention on the far left zealots who will actually agree with him and give him the time of day. This guy should. I don't want him arrested. I want to see him just cry every hour as he's basically breaking down right before our eyes. You watch this. Keep an eye on Gavin Newsom. is about to lose his mind. Here's a guy who has had, you know, the fires. He's had everything's an excuse for this guy. He's always blamed somebody else. But he never has. He's never held accountable. That's the thing that, you know, as somebody who lived in L.A. for 11 years, watching what's happening, it's just mind-boggling that people tolerate this stuff.
Yep. 855-839-1210. If you want to get in, it's Kale and Company, Tony Bruno, Dawn Stenson, Greg Stocker, Kale out at his fifth grade daughter graduation because, you know.
Is that going to be disrupted today by protesters?
I hope not. I hope not. Nick will start shooting if that's the case. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But we have a ton coming up. We have the cut sheet. We have Fight Club coming up at 9:10+.
I heard the Fight Club's going to be really, really, really juicy today. Huh?
Jimmy Kelly came in today and he goes, "What did you send me for Fight Club?" And I said, "Why?" He goes, "There were so many curses in it. I hope I got it." He listened to it 3 times. He made Phil Almquist listen to it to make sure that we beeped out all the F words. I believe it happened at a gas station. So Fight Club coming out. It was sent in by our friend Ed Durr.
Trucker Ed.
State Senator Ed Durr. All right. At 6:45, we will be right back. Stay there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
MSNBC using this as an opportunity to say, but these are our friends and neighbors. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Roll this.
The big picture is Los Angeles is a so-called majority-minority city and a majority-minority state. There are more people of color that live in Los Angeles than white people at this point. And many of those people are undocumented. By some counts, 10% of the population of L.A. County, one of the largest counties, the largest county by population in the United States, is undocumented, maybe as many as 1 million people. Those people are our neighbors, our coworkers, our classmates, our friends, our parishioners, fellow parishioners in churches. They are part of the fabric of the city of Los Angeles. And it has terrified so many people, which is why you saw people before the protests turned violent. And there were certainly violence associated with those protests before the protests turned violent. A largely peaceful protest, too, actually, that converged in front of the Metropolitan Detention Center, where so many of those people were picked up by ICE at locations like this, in order to say this is not acceptable to the people of Los Angeles. The undocumented people, the documented people, everyone who knows how important that community is to the fabric of this one, Nicole.
By the way, that guy is the biggest lapdog on the national scene. I'm not making it up. You look at his past history. All he does is, I don't even know if I could use the words
Please
to describe
don't.
What he does to Gavin Newsom. He may as well. I think he has sex with Gavin Newsom more than his wife, who had sex with Antonio Brown. By the way, is now claiming that he did. You see that?
Yes.
That's my favorite. My favorite account is Antonio Brown, the whacked out former wide receiver for the Steelers. Gavin, he claims he slept with Gavin Newsom's wife, and we do know that Harvey Weinstein did in fact sleep with Gavin Newsom's wife before she glommed onto him.
Wow! Really?
Oof!
Yes. Nice.
It's around.
That's a fact. That's not speculation. That is a fact.
I will just point out the CBS News poll, it was last week, remember, and it said that 54% of Americans polled say that they approve of President Trump's program to deport people illegally here in the United States.
Well, that's not – yeah, that – what's his name? Harry Enten did a poll like that. This is 11, Phil, where he says Trump's immigration approval polls are up like a rocket, as he says. Roll this.
You know, if we just take a look at the baseline numbers here, this is Trump's net approval rating on immigration. It's gone up like a rocket. Compare now versus 8 years ago during Trump's first term. Look at this. In his first term, Trump was way, way, way underwater at minus 21 points. But look at this. He's up over 20 points. Now, in the aggregate, he is in positive territory at plus 1 point on his net approval rating. Some other polls even have it a little bit higher than that. There is no issue on which Trump is doing so much better than he was in his first term, more than the issue of immigration. No wonder the Times has written it up the way that he is. Trump is begging for a fight on this because he knows what he's doing so far is working with the American electorate.
Where does immigration rank on issues for him? How is he doing compared to other
issues? Yeah, so I think what's so important is it is his top issue so far. And the reason it is his top issue is because take a look at the individual nuggets in here. Why are people approving of Trump on immigration, approve of these different immigration actions, while Trump's administration's program to deport those here illegally? Look at this, 54% approval. How about agents searching your hometown for those that they think are here illegally?
51%.
Again,
wow.
Positive territory here, above 50% for Donald Trump. So it's not just on the broad issue of immigration where Trump is doing well, it's on the specifics. When you dive into the issues, Trump is above 50% and his actions are above 50%.
I mean, that's what he was elected on. I mean, he was elected on the immigration issue. So there's no question in my mind that this is a popular issue for Trump. So, I mean, the polls. Look, I have fun and say we believe polls when we agree with them, and we don't believe polls when we don't agree with them. But I do believe that the majority of people do actually agree with what's happening and don't agree with what's happening in Los Angeles as far as the looting and rioting goes.
Yeah, and I'll push back a little we all hope Victor Fiorello interviewing in the Philadelphia Magazine is wrong, and I believe that if you look at New York City, you look at Mayor Adams there yesterday saying we will not tolerate. They made immediate arrests and around the country, because let us not forget how expensive it was in the summer of 2020. You know, we don't talk about it enough. Philadelphia, buried, for example, when we were all boarded up across the entire city and businesses were burned. And remember, it was Mayor Kenney. I'm sorry to revive this memory in your head. Remember when Mayor Kenney, the big...
He's a crumb bum. I have my crumb bum shirt to honor Jim Kenney today.
Big P Prosecco drinker. And remember in South Philadelphia, and they were just guarding the Target and saying, you're not going to wreck all of our stores. And he said, we will not tolerate violence, meaning the community members with the bats. Remember the baseball bats?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It was an expensive, they've estimated it was in the billions of dollars, what was burned, destroyed, and people just fleeing cities like Philadelphia. Nobody wants that. And so you're seeing across the country, I disagree. I think that they're pushing back on this. Every politician knows across the country how popular Trump is, how unpopular this issue is. And I don't think this weekend we'll see that. I don't. I think everybody's pushing back saying, no, we're not going to do a repeat of 2020. That's my opinion.
I hope you're right.
They're going to be ready,
and
they're not going to have this. It's not going to be going on.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
And the other
Larry Krasner is still the DA, is he not?
Yeah, but here's the other thing I'm going to point out to you. Look at the pictures, and I was analyzing this carefully yesterday. The African-American community here in Philadelphia and across the country, look at who's doing this in L.A. The African-American community does not want these illegals taking jobs, wreaking havoc, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
The African-American community, the black churches and so on, they're like, they're swamping our schools and causing extra resources. And as well, as far as the gangbangers and the drug dealers go and the cartels and that sort of thing, they don't want that kind of recruit. We don't need that.
Yep.
We have enough drama. This is not within. This is the African-American community, by and large, to my knowledge, and the black churches, et cetera, they're supporting Trump's deport orders.
I don't know about that.
Quietly,
about
that. That's what's going on. I'm telling you.
Who's doing? To your point, to your point about Jim Kenney, the lasting image of Jim Kenney being a coward was after the riots, and he went out to a neighborhood in West Philadelphia where these black women were pleading to bring in help as their communities were being wrecked.
Yes.
And he's, yeah, I'm gonna have it done. I'm gonna bring, these people wanted police presence. They wanted the National Guard or somebody to come in and help them while their neighborhoods were being destroyed recklessly in the 2020 riots all over the country.
Yeah.
And so this is what's happening when you have elected officials, gutless elected officials like Jim Kenney in Philadelphia, Karen Bass in California, and now you have it in Texas and Austin. They're doing stuff. San Francisco is on fire again this morning. This is happening all over the country. And the fact that people are afraid to stand up to this, if somebody goes out and takes matters into their own hands, then what happens? So that's why we have to have police. That's why we have a National Guard. And so for the Gavin Newsom to sue Trump because Trump's trying to keep his entire state from burning down again, as it's done multiple times already just this year, is insane.
We will have the update on the pregnant woman assaulted by another parent over seating arrangements during a kindergarten graduation ceremony at a Philadelphia school. What Philadelphia school was it? I believe we have some of the video as well. Dawn will have that in the news coming up.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.